You are now entering the Whose House podcast. Shout out to Hardeen Las Vegas, the best dispensary in the world.
You know, the funny thing about, the thing I like about 50 is the authenticity. He's never disingenuous.
Yo, this is an idiot. Are you recording this shit?
Yes.
Like, are we recording?
You know, he's never like a disingenuous character. Like, if he doesn't like it, he's going to let you know.
Something is in the water in here, man. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Something in the water. You know what's happening. You know, it's like something in the water. I'm here.
Have you been to VA, Mr. 50? You been to VA?
You know, yeah, of course. Everybody, I got hoes out 757.
You fuck with Pharrell?
Yeah, I like Pharrell.
You think he's too pretty?
Because I'm
for
happy.
You?
I mean, I think Pharrell is like secretly 478 years old. You know, because, you know, Pharrell's got like they say black don't crack, but, you know, it's different with him. It doesn't crack. It doesn't.
Yo, it's
it doesn't
crazy,
stretch.
Man.
It's nothing. It's just like he looks like he's 12.
He celebrated his birthday in Japan. And
he's like, I'm so happy everybody's here. Just all the love and blessings of everybody around. I just love it. Love and blessings. Everybody's love and everybody's blessing. You know, he sounds like more masculine Mike Jack, you know? Like, he's got like a, this Michael Jackson, like, quietness to him.
Yeah, 50, you know what I'm saying? How come you ain't at the festival today? They got Jay Farrell. Mad people. Jay Farrell's hosting all day.
I mean,
Come on, man.
The thing about it is this, you know, I like Jay Farrell, but, you know, they got live stream. And, you know, I've got like 25 shows. I can't be down there if I got 25 shows. I got to be accessible to the people. I got to be accessible. So that's why, you know, that's why I live stream it. I watch him on the live stream. I think he's very talented. Very talented individual.
Before we get into VA, I saw you made up with Floyd, man. I see you at the fucking, you know, at the basketball game.
Yeah.
What, courtside and shit? What's up?
Well, you know, I had to, you know, Floyd passed the test. Mm. You know, Floyd passed the reading test. And that, you know, I had the reading test for him to be my friend again. Because, you know, you can't be 50's friend and illiterate.
I thought it was your brother, man. Your brother for life. You said it before.
Yeah, I said it before. He is my brother for life. But okay. I want my brother to be able to read. You understand? Like, you got all that money. You got all that money. Like, you make literally, like, what, $250 million a fight? Like, you know, what if you can't read the contract? Maybe he could be getting bit. He could theoretically be Jeff Bezos. But, you know, if you can't read your contract, you know, people are going to screw you. You can't trust everybody around me.
Were you mad?
I don't trust everybody around me.
Were you mad when he showed you his check? Like, remember he had a check because you were going at him for the reading thing.
I mean, but look, here's the thing.
He told you to read $20 million.
He showed me his check. He showed me his check, and then what happened? He showed me his check, and I got 25 shows. Floyd is the reason that the 50-verse exists.
Oh, shit.
He's the reason, because if it wasn't for Floyd, I wouldn't have pushed myself so hard to do that, and I would probably still be rapping and trying to. You know, I mean, I rap sometimes, but, you know, it's like not as much as it was because, you know, the little niggas do it.
Yeah, John, aren't you excited 50 Cent is up here?
This is amazing.
I know, man. Look, John Jones is like a groupie right now.
Yeah, I mean, he should be. You know, I have that kind of presence. I have the type of presence that, you know, makes everybody, like, nervous. Like, when I walk in a room, like, people get nervous. I don't never get nervous walking in rooms. I'm always controlled and, you know, I always know what I'm going to say. And it's always calculated. Like, I always know what I'm doing. Even if I diss you, I'm not really dissing you. I'm just, like, giving you a...
Oh, okay.
It's like giving you a, you know, a rope.
How about that chick that owes you money? You still going at her?
Tiara Marie? Yeah, talking about Tiara?
Did she pay you yet?
Yeah. Nah, she can't. She broke. That's why I keep going after her.
Yeah, John, this guy is heartless, man.
Oh. I'm heartless. You're scared. Yeah, I can see your heart.
She didn't pay you on Monday?
No, she ain't pay. She didn't pay me by Monday, so now she owes me more. So now you got to add interest to it. You know?
What if she's not? What if she's not interested?
I mean, that she got to take that up with the IRS. She don't want to be looking like Wesley. You know, she didn't want to, like, you know, because
no,
they'll get
Snipes.
You. They'll get you.
He went to Africa and hid a little bit.
Yeah, he did, you know, because...
What?
Yeah, you're going to hide when you have to pay money.
That nigga's Blade, man. He thought he could cut through the fucking
He thought he could
tape.
Cut through... You can't cut through expenses.
He's
That's
Blade,
one thing
though.
You can't cut you know through is expenses. I mean, yeah, but look how they did him. Look how the Marvel Cinematic
With
Universe
the blood clot.
Did yeah. Blade. Look how they did Blade. Like, yeah. They took him out of the third movie. He was barely in there.
I know, man.
It was, you know, it was like Wesley was, you know, they were like, hey, nigga, you can't pay your taxes. We, you know, hey, you got to sit this one out.
I never saw a vampire bleeding. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I've seen, they do suck blood.
They bled him dry, huh?
Yeah, they bled him dry. He didn't have nothing left. Him and Chris Tucker, you know, they have to perform. I never want to be in a situation where I have to perform. You understand? I want to be able to perform in my leisure. Like if I feel like getting up and doing, if I'm in the club, if I feel like doing that, I could do it.
Yeah.
But if I don't want to do it, then I don't have to. And I really don't, because you can see, I mean, through you know, the clues and everything, like I have a substantial amount of wealth that's not indicative of me, you know, rapping. But all of this came from rap.
I mean, you did make $1 billion in 20 years. I mean, you know, they always say he's indirectly, you know, not a billionaire, but he did do at least $1 billion in his career.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
I mean, your career, sorry.
I mean, yeah. Like, who are you talking to?
I'm talking to myself.
Of course I did $1 billion, you know? I mean, you got to remember who you're talking to. Who you're talking to.
Jokes Up Ice Cream Dispensary is the number one cannabis dispensary in Studio City and Los Angeles, offering the highest quality and the best prices on ice cream cannabis. Jokes Up Ice Cream and WCKD will release Houdini this month.
You think Snoop did $1 billion yet? All the fucking businesses he got?
I mean, if he's not, then, you know.
Snoop Dogg is doing everything, man.
Snoop Dogg is every commercial. I seen Snoop Dogg on a pack of condoms. I was like, call these D-double-D-O-double-G, get your bone on. I was like, yo, this dude is a genius, man. He's like everywhere.
Yo, 50, when you saw that, man?
He's everywhere. I saw it in, I was on 8th Street in New York.
Okay.
And then it was like, it was Snoop Dogg condoms, and right beside it, they had Pete Davidson dildos. It was crazy. That's face up there. Like, that's what's happening. Women are putting Pete, even when they don't have him, they're putting Pete inside. It's crazy. It's pink too. It's pink. You know, you know who I saw in there? You know who I saw coming in the store?
Who
saw Diddy coming.
Nah.
And Diddy got some plugs.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, that's what he like.
He got hookup in there?
No, plugs, man. Oh yeah, he do got hookup. He just throws money at the front and goes in the back, and then, you know, he just gets whatever he wants.
You hear this, John? I never heard of this, man.
Oh. Yeah.
That's power.
You like plugs, John?
Oh, every day.
Yeah, what?
When? Who?
You like plugs?
I don't know. Should I?
Yeah. Why? What
it's,
is
it? It's normal now.
Yeah. It's not normal. You know, it's not normal.
They teach
it
in school now. They teach it in kindergarten.
Yeah, that's because that school is zesty. It's a zesty school.
They don't have schools like that in VA, right?
No, they don't. We don't. Well, they got worse. They got demonic schools. Got a freaking the church of the devil for people to still get abortions done. That's wild. I ain't never seen no shit like that before. Hey, I seen it. I said, yo, these niggas is crazy. They wildin'. They fucking wildin'.
Something's in the water.
Something's in the water.
Yo, yeah. Man, this is
a lot in the water in Virginia. Racism. See here. Chemicals.
You know,
it's a lot in the water.
You've been to VA before, but I wonder how did Jay Farrell, like, survive in VA? Like, what was life like over there? You know Jay. Tell me about him.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, I don't know him personally.
You know Jay, man.
I've been, like, hung out with him. Like, I know him, okay. You know. I know him through you. Like, you know, you show me a million times he does impersonations of me.
Okay.
I think they're good.
John, man, you know Jay. You know,
but I
Jay Farrell, right, John?
Absolutely.
Good man. I do know his story. You know, he'll appreciate hearing that. I know his story, but When you have that many people that you can talk to, you have that many people inside of your head, then you don't have to worry about getting, you know, lonely. Because if you have no friends, you can make them up yourself. And I think Jay kind of did that.
Okay.
I think he was making up, you know, he was talking, No, he's talking to himself.
I mean, both of y'all were overweight when y'all were young.
Yeah, and now I was a fat kid. I love you like a fat kid love cake. Was a fat kid. You know, but...
Really?
Yeah, but I would... You know, Jay's a little different. You know, his fat was different than mine. You know, his fat was... He had fat around like the hips. Like, I never had that. Matter of fact, did I? I never had that. I never had that. Like, you know, you see people like you see people with that. I mean, he good now, you know, because he exercises. But you know, like I seen him in 2014. I was like, yo, he need to chill out on that cranberry
juice. Got a six pack now. Jay Farrell got a six pack.
Jay Farrell's got six. Yeah,
is he gonna show that shit today in VA?
I mean,
on stage.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a family show.
When Pharrell comes out?
I mean, if it makes the crowd happy. If it makes them happy, clap along. If you feel that happiness is for you. clap along if you feel,
Something's in the water,
yeah.
What's that song you had, 50? I'm looking like water.
Which one? I've made a lot of songs. You gotta refresh my memory.
I'm looking like water.
I know you like a water.
Let me play it. Let me see.
Yeah, you should play.
Yeah, I fucked up.
You should play because I don't remember. I think that was off of a mixtape. That wasn't like a single. You know, you remember the mixtape because we did them together.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's freaking like water. Yeah. I'll figure it out. I'll play it and then that'll remind me.
You should.
where were you last week? You weren't at the tank fight, man, when Ryan Garcia got jacked up in his stomach, yeah, in his rib or something, man.
I mean, listen. I told you.
It's a big fight, man.
It is a big fight. As you know, I had hoe control. So what? I had some hoe control to do. So I had some women I had to deal
with. Everybody was there. Jimmy Fallon was there.
Yeah, Jimmy doesn't have hoe control.
Oh, okay.
Jimmy's married. So when you're married,
you go to them things.
Yeah, you can go. You're not, you're still in the streets.
For a fight?
Yeah, I'm still in the streets.
I didn't know you could get knocked down by punching you in your ribs.
Like. Yeah, you know, well, you know, there's a soft spot like right here that you can hit. And like, especially in boxing, like when you're boxing, first of all, what you want to do is you want to make sure you curve and hook at the same time.
Get out of here.
Because a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people just, you know,
it's actually a liver shot. It kills, yeah, man. It kills. Wipes you out.
Hits you right there, yeah. Just like you can hit somebody in the temple. You can hit somebody up here.
Yep.
Hard as you can, it will either they get brain damage or they'll die. If you hit them hard enough, they could.
Get the hell out of here.
Get them out of here. What? Yeah. Yeah, you do that. You know, Charlie Murphy actually said something. He said, Charlie Murphy said, if I quote, I'm just going to quote it. I'm just going to quote it. Yo, man, if you hit a nigga in the back of his hands, hard as you can, all of that shit, and let him hit you, when he hits you, his whole hand will break on your face, man. And, you know, ever since he said that, like, I was like, yo, that's ill.
I don't think it's true because when you punch Ja Rule, he's still alive. He's still touring.
Hey, I hit Ja Rule in the side of his face. I didn't hit him in the back of the hand.
Oh, okay.
You know, if I would have hit him on his hand, then he would have had more problems.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Because, you know, he would have had more problems. He wouldn't be my love. He wouldn't be none of that.
Why don't you leave Irv Gotti alone, man? You were making fun of him the other day.
Yeah, because
Nelly's back with Ashanti.
That's right. I love it. I really do love it. I love witnessing my rivals in pain. You know?
Did you have to put that video up, man?
Like when I see my
rival Ashanti, like having fun, holding hands.
I was laughing. I was like shaking that body for me. Like I was happy. I was watching it. You're loving that. You know what's really funny when Nelly was tripping out at the festival the other day? When he was tripping out at the festival? When he was tripping. Who could? Swear to God he wasn't tripping.
It was like
this. Yeah. It's all in my head. I play it over and over again. Yeah.
Shout out to Hardeen Las Vegas, the best dispensary in the world.
Yo, why does he do that? He's like Lil Richard from St. Louis.
Did you see his eye go up? Like his eyes,
yeah,
like,
it was weird.
Peeled back.
And then he
and
did
shit.
Like all of the Illuminati signs.
Oh shit, man.
I've seen it. You know about it.
I don't know who's worse, him or Keith Sweat.
Well, Keith's just my body, 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 body.
He was thinking about Hennessy.
Yeah.
And nothing is so good to me, girl. I wanna tee you. Now I wanna please you.
Drunk as fuck.
I wanna show you.
Drunk nigga.
that I need you. Who can love you like me?
Hey, John, he was a drunk nigga, right, John?
Hey, look, he is. You know, he's going off of that CC. He loves the CC. Like, he loves that, you know? He loves
it. Yo, I heard you secretly financed the Will Smith slave movie, man. What happened?
Didn't
work out?
Did I?
Yeah, I heard you were the secret investor. Investor.
I got, you know, when you have millions of dollars, you can just throw some of them away.
Why they have to show Will Smith back like that, all them whips and shit? Like,
I haven't even seen it.
you invested in it.
I didn't even watch it. I said it's Will. I mean, hey, and after what happened, I was like, good luck. You know, it's all, you know, it's fine because I still got all my shows on television.
He's still, I mean, you think he's going through a lot of hell with that smack thing?
Listen, man, I mean, I feel like the whole problem, that slap should have never happened.
Yeah, yeah.
It shouldn't have happened.
You think he would have did it to you? 50?
Hell no, he wouldn't have done it to me because I'm 50 and I'm thick. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm big. Like, you know, I'm thick in the arms. Like, nobody's gonna mess with me.
So if you diss, like, you know, his wife, you like that? You diss her bull head? You think he would?
Hey, she probably let me hit it too. She probably would. I mean, look, I'll have an entanglement.
Like, hit it or?
Yeah, hit it.
Oh, I thought you were talking about her uppercut.
Nah, not an uppercut. I'll uppercut Will Smith. Like, that's easy. Like, you seen that Charlie Murphy Rick James sketch? Remember Rick James flew back? That'd be Will Smith. And fly back like, in West Philly, you know, like that.
Something's in the water.
Something's in the water. Yeah, ass whipping. Don't fuck with me. I can box. He's not going to mess with people that can box. But then again, you look at Chris Rock and you comparatively to Will Smith and you see how big Will Smith is comparatively to Chris Rock. Like, Will Smith is 6'2", 200. Chris Rock is 5'11", 35 pounds. You understand?
My dog weighs more than
exactly. Chris Rock, like, yeah. I got a Pekingese that weighs, like, you know? It's my bitch's dog.
Shout out to Hardeen Las Vegas, the best dispensary in the world.